Amen. Be still and know that He is God. Right? So you say I, but you say He is God. Amen. Can we be upstanding for the reading of the word, and then we would have a small prayer. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord this morning? Amen. Are you happy to be the Lord? Amen. And as the choir was singing, I said, yes, the Spirit of God is hovering here in Jesus' mighty name. So we are still in the month of be still and know that He is God, or I am God. And this topic this morning is God assurance of restoration for His people. Amen. We should be happy and glad for a restoring nation. Amen. A restoring body. And I'm reading from Joel chapter 2, verses 25, and I would go to 27, even though we have 26. And I read from Joel chapter 2, verses 25 to 27, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling lotus, the consuming lotus, and the chewing lotus, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty, amen, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am the God, the Lord your God, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame in Jesus' mighty name. Tell somebody, I shall never be put to shame, because I shall eat in plenty in Jesus' mighty name. He shall restore us. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, O God. We pray, O God, that you've given us a listening ears, my Lord and my Father, attentive heart. For you said to Jeremiah, you shall send your word, O Lord, and it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Let your Shekinah glory fill this place, O God, and refresh and renew and deliver us anew. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all of God's people say, amen, amen, amen. You may be seated, please. God shall restore us anew in Jesus' mighty name. In trusting in His faithfulness, we can embrace hope, knowing that God is actively working in our lives, guiding us to a future filled with His blessings. As we reflect on this passage this morning, let us open our heart to the restoratory power of Jesus Christ, who offer hope and transformation in our daily experience. In real life, we often encounter situations that test our belief in His promises, whether they are personal, professional, or recreational. Yet God's faithfulness can serve as a reminder of that God is sitting on the throne of grace, and he will never leave you nor forsake you in Jesus' mighty name. He wants you to be still and know that there's a God in heaven who would answer your praise and who will sanctify him in Jesus' mighty name. Just as the Israelites could cling to the promises of the fulfilling hope of Jesus Christ, we can hold fast to God's assurance. By trusting in his unwavering commitment, we find the strength to persevere through challenges. Confidence that restoration is always possible through his presence. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Glory to his name. God's assurance in restoration is for his people is a powerful theme today, woven through the scriptures. Often hope that in times of distress, as you have said in Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, God declared his intention to restore the health and heal wounds, particularly addressing those who feel like outcasts. The promise is profound, revealing that even in the depths of despair, God's desire is to bring wholeness and wellness and healing in Jesus' mighty name. Restoration is not about going back to what you have left, but it's about moving forward. It's about gaining grounds and recovering more that you have lost in Jesus' mighty name. So he takes you from one position and he puts you on another position in Jesus' mighty name. And if you don't believe me, ask Joseph. Because what Joseph's brother thought it is for evil, but God turned it around for his good in Jesus' mighty name. Because he took him from the pit, he put him into the prison, and then he set his feet in the palace in Jesus' mighty name. That is the restorative power of Jesus Christ. He can take you from here and he can set your feet on solid ground in Jesus' mighty name. So forget about what happened, forget about your trials, forget about your tribulation, believing and trust in God that he can restore you again. It is that restoration power that restored Christ from the dead. That powerful power. It is still working. It is still working. You call upon him, it is still working. When you don't feel it is working. When you can't feel it is working. Because that is faith. Faith, you might not see it, but you believe and you trust in the Lord that what he said he can do, he will do in Jesus' mighty name. He shall restore Goma. He shall restore your life. He shall restore Congo in Jesus' mighty name. That restoration power is still working. Just call upon his name. His restoration is not about going back. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. It might have come into Goma to steal, to kill, which they have done, and to destroy. But he said that I have sent my only begotten son so that you can have life and live it more abundantly. My brothers and my sister, is that life that we have today, that we have hope in Jesus Christ. We are not staying there. We are just passing through in Jesus' mighty name. Trials and tribulation would come, but we are not staying here. We are passing through, and the crown of glory is waiting for us in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. He shall not destroy us. He shall not destroy us. That leaves no room for shame. Many believe that the loss marked the end of purpose. But in God's hand, it becomes the beginning of restoration. God's plans are not interrupted by theft. They are built with restoration in mind. You may have cried. You may have prayed and waited, but there are deeper. There's a better thing that is coming in Jesus' mighty name. Just trust in Him. What you have lost may have positioned you for the very thing that God is preparing to restore in Jesus' mighty name. Don't count your losses, but count your blessing one by one in Jesus' mighty name. What you have lost may have positioned you for higher things. In Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 17, he said, "For I will restore health to you, and I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord." Because they call you an outcast. They say you're an outcast. You are no good. But he's saying, "Behold, I shall restore your health and well-being in Jesus' mighty name." Brothers and sisters, we are not forgotten. You are set apart for restoration in Jesus' mighty name. Because every time that Jesus Christ, he wants to restore himself, he set himself apart from the disciples and he ascended to the hill, to the mountain. And when he came back, there was a display of power and might in Jesus' mighty name. So what happened in Goma? He is setting you apart because he's going to restore you. You shall come back with power in Jesus' mighty name. They thought that you were forgotten. They say that it is over. But the Lord is saying otherwise. You will rise again. Amen. You will be healed again. You'll be sought after and not rejected. Let us explore how God restores what the enemy has stolen. Not just by returning it, but by transforming it. The renewing of your mind. When something is stolen, it is often leave you powerless. It makes you question what you have done. What could I have done differently? But in God's divine plan, stolen moments are not the final moment. Amen. What the enemy makes for evil, God will turn it in the foundation of destiny in Jesus' mighty name. As we have said in Genesis chapter 50 verse 20, and I read, "As you have seen, he meant evil against me, but God meant it for the good." Joseph was elevated to a position to save the lives of many people in Jesus' mighty name. He saved an entire nation in Jesus' mighty name. You shall be elevated to save an entire nation in Jesus' mighty name. There is purpose buried even in the pains of loss. And God does not waste what you went through. He does not condemn you. He repurposed it in men. He used it, the enemy reactor of theft that was triggered for recognition. He will set you up, not what you expected, but more than what you expected in Jesus' name. Because the outcome will be what you needed in Jesus' name. You might not see it now, but be faithful. Trust in the name of the Lord all the time. And he shall restore. God does not only restore things. He also returns time. He's the redeemer of time in Jesus' name. He restores season in Jesus' mighty name. He restores lost chances and he restores missed cycle in Jesus' mighty name. He is the great restorator in Jesus' mighty name. He shall restore us anew, of a fresh in time and in season. Just wait upon the Lord. He shall renew your strength again. He shall lift you like a winged on eagle. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint, because he is restoring you in Jesus' mighty name. Just wait upon the Lord for that restorative power of Jesus Christ to restore you in Jesus' mighty name. Nothing is wasted when it is placed into God's hand. He shall restore it. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David returned to Ziklag and found everything burnt and stolen, he wept until he lost his strength. But he did not stay weeping. He did not stay crying. He inquired of the Lord. And the Lord said, David, a time would come in your life in which you will pursue. You shall overtake and you shall recover all that has been taken for you in Jesus' mighty name. The time is coming for when you shall pursue this land of Goma in Jesus' mighty name, of Bukavu in Jesus' mighty name, of Congo. We shall overtake and we shall recover. We shall recover all in Jesus' mighty name. Forget about what they have done. Forget about the enemy's plan. But I say in Jesus' mighty name that we shall recover all in Jesus' mighty name. We shall recover. We shall recover because he overcome. Jesus Christ overcome. He overcome death. He overcome sin. He overcome the grave. Goma shall overcome. Bukavu shall overcome. North Kivu shall overcome. South Kivu shall overcome. Congo shall overcome in Jesus' mighty name. Because our God is still on the throne. He is still interceding for me and you. We shall overcome in Jesus' mighty name. Many of us are in the Ziklag moment. You often see death. We often see absence. We often see empty chairs where laughter and life once filled the room. But just because it is empty does not mean that God is finished. He is not finished with you. He is not finished with you. You are work in progress in Jesus' mighty name. And I love what he told Jeremiah. He said, my Jeremiah, I have not given you that spirit that would not redeem and restore you, Jeremiah. They called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. But he said, behold, Jeremiah, I've given you that hope and a future. And once you have that life, there is hope. Once you have that life, there's a future in Jesus' mighty name. God specialized in empty. He filled the earth when it was void. He filled the vessel when they were emptied. He filled their hearts when they were broken. And he will fill your life again in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Glory to your Lamb. There shall be no empty chairs. There shall be no empty space in Jesus' mighty name. Because he's restoring what the devil has taken away from you in Jesus' mighty name. Just what he said he will do in Jesus' mighty name. Does that what you have done? But with what the enemy never expected you to carry. They never expected you. There's a restoration that is coming and will shock even you in Jesus' name. You will not go back and wonder how deep loss it was, but how greater is the gain in Jesus' mighty name. You are not forgotten. You are not forsaken. You are not beyond repairs. The fact that something was taken does not mean that your future was taken. God is not limited by the loss you have faced. He restored, in Jesus' mighty name, He restored not what was rewounded or what was rewinded, but He shall redeem what is lost in Jesus' mighty name, because our Redeemer live in Jesus' mighty name. And once your Redeemer live, we live whole color to give thanks and praise to our great Redeemer. This is not just a season of recovery. It is a season of realignment in Jesus' mighty name. God is putting the right people in the right place. He's opening the right door. The right strength shall surround you again in Jesus' mighty name. The enemy thought that they had disarmed you, but only reveal what you really needed in life. Because restoration is not just about getting things back. It's about becoming who you were always meant to be. Meant to be that exact person. What God has meant you to be, He is still working in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Just be still and know that your God is working a miracle in your life, in Jesus' mighty name. There is boldness in His promise. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 8, they return to the stronghold. You prisoners of hope. Sometimes we feel that we are prisoners in this land of Goma. But He said, return to your stronghold, you prisoner of hope. Even today, I declare that He will restore to you double in Jesus' mighty name. Because He said, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare I will restore double to you in Jesus' mighty name. God is not only returning what was stolen, He is restoring double in Jesus' mighty name. Receive that double portion blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Not yesterday, not today, but for all time. Receive that double portion blessing in Jesus' mighty name. He's restoring us. And finally, in Esther chapter 8, verse 15 to 7, we know the story of Esther. Because Mordecai said, Esther, you were put at a time like this in the kingdom to save the Jews. At a time like this in Congo, at a time like this in Goa, God has set you for a time, a season, and a place. And we all know the story of Esther, where Haman wanted to kill the Jews. And Haman confided in the king. And he got the king to sign the decree so as to exterminate all the Jews. But the favor of God was upon Esther. And as Haman talked to the king, and to fast forward, when Esther went into the presence of the king said, Esther, ask anything that you want, and I will give it unto you. Then Esther said, let us have a banquet. Prepares a table before my enemy in Jesus' mighty name.
And Esther invited the king and Haman. But Esther was only testing the waters. Esther said, let us meet tomorrow again. So that she has a perception that what would be the plan of the king and what would be the plan of Haman. And the next banquet that Esther invited them, the king said, ask Esther of anything and I will give it unto you. And Esther turned and she said, this Haman of yours, he wants to kill all the Jews. And the king said, what? Haman, is that your plan? Haman did not answer. And the king said, the same noose, the rope that you, Haman, promised and planned to kill Mordecai, use that rope, that noose, and put him to death. And Haman was surprised. And what happened? What were the promises for Haman? God turned it around and blessed Mordecai. Mordecai was appointed to Haman's position in Jesus' mighty name. The second highest position in the land that Haman was occupying, Mordecai was appointed to that position in Jesus' mighty name. You shall be appointed to that position that the enemy made for your downfall in Goma in Jesus' mighty name. The Jews were guaranteeing protection throughout the land. You shall be guaranteed protection again in Jesus' mighty name. That protection is coming in Jesus' mighty name. That deliverance is coming in Jesus' mighty name. For he told Joshua, I would not leave you nor forsake you. The mantle of the Lord is still in Goma in Jesus' mighty name. And because of Esther's courageous act, a whole nation was saved. Esther made a difference. Your life shall make a difference again in Goma, in Jesus' mighty name. God shall restore. He shall restore and he shall bring in plenty in Jesus' mighty name. You shall eat and praise him in plenty. You shall not be ashamed in Jesus' mighty name. We are not going back in Jesus' mighty name. Perhaps God has prepared you to act in such a time like this. When Mordecai left the king's presence, he was wearing royal apparel of blue and white. A large crowd of gold and purple robe of fine linen. The city held a joyous celebration. We shall celebrate in Goma in Jesus' mighty name. It was a time of happiness and joy. And gladness and honor. All you have done, oh Lord, he said, you have blessed us in more than enough in Jesus' mighty name. We shall walk this street again in Goma, in glory, in honor, giving thanks to our author and the finisher of our faith in Christ Jesus. God shall restore us once again. Don't give up hope because God has not given up on you. He has not given up on you. He has not given up on you. He said, my delay is not my denial. I am working. I am the miracle worker. I am the promise keeper. I am the great I am. Be still and know that I am God in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Shall we be upstanding so that we can pray for the restoratory power of Jesus Christ that is still restoring. He shall restore us afresh. He shall restore us afresh. As David said, even when David in adulterous nation, he said, Lord, cast me not away from your presence, O Lord, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. But restore unto me the joy and the salvation. He shall restore us, shall we pray. Heavenly and almighty God, you are our restorer of our soul and the defender of every promises spoken over our life. You are the God who lifted us from ashes and crowned us with honor and strength. We thank you, O Lord. We praise you because no forces in this earth, under this earth, or in the spirit can outmatch your power. We praise you, Lord, because you alone is faithful to restore this land in Jesus' mighty name. All that was taken, oh Lord, and bring it for your glory, that every loss, oh God, shall be restored in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus, we declare that restoration is coming in our mind, in our hearts, our family, and our health, and every area of our life. We rebuke the lies that the enemy has planted in our spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every curse, every trap that has been set against us in Jesus' mighty name has been defeated, oh Lord. You set us again fresh in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for what has been stolen shall be returned, shall be multiplied. Let us walk in full restoration and in divine purpose for this day forth and forevermore. And all of God people say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.